You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing nutrition and the older adult, the hidden dangers of eating alone with Heather Miranda, registered dietitian from Piedmont Health Services. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. This is a very important topic, and I'm glad we're going to be able to shed some light on it. You brought with you some statistics that I thought were very interesting about nutrition in older adults and some of the causative factors that lead to some issues. 29% of seniors over the age of 65 are widowed, leading to them eating alone, which...
Yes, which, you know, a lot of people are surprised by that, but absolutely, it really does increase the number of folks alone.
And I have to say... Even when I eat alone, I'm less willing to make a bigger meal and a healthy meal. So I'm sure that happens for seniors a lot as well. Two out of five seniors living alone have at least four warning signs of poor nutritional health.
Yeah.
What are some warning signs of poor nutritional health?
Well, weight loss, depression, just different pieces like that are what starts to signal that there's something wrong. Well before... You know, you start seeing like some small weight loss and stuff like that.
And the last one I want to highlight before we get into the meat and potatoes, no pun intended. Two out of three seniors will become cognitively impaired during their lifetime, which increases the need for family support related to eating, shopping, and preparing food.
Well, it's just amazing, you know, the number of folks, how long we live, how shocking that is that, you know, two-thirds of us will at some point in time really need the help of others and not be able to do it on our own. And it's a shocking number.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
So what is the danger of eating alone for an older adult?
Well, the issue is really it's multifaceted because you have the issue of just the action of eating. Mm-hmm. But eating is so much more than that.
Right.
It's a socialization experience. And, you know, and there's so much stimulation that happens around the dinner table. Mm-hmm. And when you're by yourself, you don't have any of those things. And so that starts to really affect your quality of life.
And so what are some of the challenges, then, of eating alone for seniors?
Well, the bottom line, it's not much fun. I mean, it's one thing to eat alone occasionally. I think we all, I mean, I know...
A peaceful meal here and there is always nice.
Right. I have children, and I will say a meal alone occasionally is nice. But when day in and day out, you don't have anyone, it starts to become monotonous. A lot of seniors tap into television as an alternative. And really, I mean, we all know that television is not mentally stimulating.
Right.
It's not a good environment. And in the end, the eating just becomes not pleasurable and just something that the senior has to do.
It's just a task.
It's a task, just like everything else.
Well, eating is very social, I think.
Yeah.
So how does eating alone impact the nutrition and welfare for seniors? I mean, I think obviously, you know, you've touched on a little bit of that, but, you know, what are the actual...
Well, the bottom line is that when you become widowed or you lose your partner, that's a huge change. And so oftentimes your diet completely changes. You go from having someone who maybe have home-cooked meals for you to now you're on your own and you go out and buy fast food. Or if you're not able to get out, you try to make shift some kind of meal. And you really start to reduce the quality of the food that you're eating. You're not eating the fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And then again, you're by yourself. So, you know, I joke, when you eat alone, there's no one there to keep you honest. You know, no one's going to know if you ate a whole gallon of ice cream.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I'm one for the marshmallow peeps. Watch out.
Yeah. That is just, nobody's watching.
No. Oh, my goodness. So obviously, not eating for seniors is dangerous. What are some of the risks of taking in too few calories or not the right calories?
Well, the problem is that as we age, we need those nutritious foods for repair. And, you know, we lose bone mass, we lose muscle mass. Mm-hmm. And so those foods are really important. And if we substitute healthy foods for what I would say processed or junk foods, mm-hmm. we're not giving our body the best that we can. And so, you know, we hear about seniors who fall and who have injuries. Mm-hmm. And we know that if you choose a diet higher in nutritious foods, you're at lower risk.
And what can an older adult do, though, if they're alone, to make eating more enjoyable?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. So the first thing is, of course, if they like to cook, then mm-hmm. that's great. But we realize that not everyone can or likes to. Mm-hmm. You know, I've suggested for some folks, you know, there's the deli section in the market. Look for healthy choices. Some places have like a salad bar or fresh roasted chicken. Looking for some interesting foods that aren't packaged up in the freezer section to mm-hmm. make the food interesting. The other issue is, you know, seasoning up your food to make it taste better, making the environment where you sit down to have your meal pleasant. You know, I joke, you know, put a little placemat, some flowers.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I really enjoy doing when I eat alone is to go sit outside mm-hmm. and just, you know, get some fresh air. There was a little lake by where I worked, and I would go and sit outside and just sit there and just take in the environment. And that helped me to enjoy that time and not feel like I was alone. You know, I liked being alone at that point, but not, sure. not when you're doing it every day. It's changing it up and making it different.
Sure, sure. So I've often heard about how to find the best foods in the grocery store. How do we do that?
Well, I mean, we always tell folks to shop the perimeter, mm-hmm. but the first thing that I like to talk about is that there's a lot of folks that don't have proximity to the grocery store.
Okay.
Either they're homebound and they need help from family, or there's not a good market nearby. There's a corner store mm-hmm. that sells junk, you know.
I've heard that term, a food desert.
Yes, yes. And that is more common than people realize. Mm-hmm. A food desert is a little corner store that sells, you know, chips and sodas.
Twinkies.
And
ho-hos.
Right. And if you're a senior and you don't have the ability to get out,
yeah.
then you're stuck with what's available. Now, if you have a family member who can take you out to a better store, then that's definitely going to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is just getting availability of that food. But then when they get to the grocery store, we do talk a lot about perimeter shopping and staying away from the processed foods in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Food labels are complicated and not always. The packaging that food comes in is often very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I hear a lot, and this isn't just from seniors, is that eating healthy is expensive.
Yeah. And the food's getting more and more expensive day by day, it seems.
It is. It is. And it is possible to eat healthy on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be really aware of those advertisements and the products, the way they're sold. They give you the impression, oh, this is a healthy food, and it's packaged that way. But some of the healthiest foods are the ones that don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
A bag of beans,
yeah.
some eggs.
Rice.
Some rice and some oatmeal. And yeah. those are things that are very affordable.
Wow.
You know,
That's very smart. So, well, we're going to take a short break. I'm here today with Heather Miranda talking about nutrition and the older adult, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Heather Miranda on 1360 WCHL talking about nutrition and the older adult. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, so let's see. So we just talked about sort of the food deserts and the issues surrounding that. But are there any healthy convenience foods?
Well, the issue for seniors is that oftentimes when they go into the market, you know, there's so much advertising, they don't really know what to buy.
Right.
And convenience foods, there are some healthy options. So the first thing is looking at the food label and seeing how much sodium is in the food, because that's the first thing. 1,200 milligrams or less is generally what we recommend, because it's a manageable number in terms of keeping it within the healthy guidelines.
Okay.
The problem is that if you go into the grocery store and you look at most processed foods, it's very difficult to find anything that is around that range. So I encourage folks to really investigate. The other thing is when you have that type of a meal, also adding in fresh fruits and vegetables, adding in some whole grain bread, or adding in low-fat dairy can help supplement. Because I think all of us have experienced a frozen meal before, and
yeah.
we know, I mean, I know it's never enough food, and it's generally fairly bland, and so how can yeah. you make it better?
And very salty.
Very salty. And, you know, some people don't realize how salty it really mm-hmm. is. And then when you flip it around and realize, oh my gosh, this is very high in salt.
Why is it that seniors overall feel like food tastes bland to them?
Well, their taste buds are declining as they age. Oftentimes what happens is they're on medications that affect it as well.
Okay.
And so there's a gamut of reasons. And the other thing is, as we age, our tastes change. So what we liked as children is, you know, I mean, we liked really sweet things.
Yes.
And generally as we age, we tend to not like that as often. Now, it's not always true for everyone. I joke, my grandmother...
Shockaholic and peeps for me.
Exactly. I mean, my grandmother was a person who carried a bag of candy in her purse, and that was totally part of her. And she liked it. But the reality is that, you know, what you may have eaten as a child is no longer appealing. And then the other issue that comes up is only about one quarter of seniors don't have their natural teeth. So you have an issue of chewing and comfort and dental. Mm-hmm. And that can impact what you eat, because if your teeth are painful, you're not going to chew things that are hurting you or making you feel uncomfortable.
Well, I'm even thinking just even the loss of vision alone would make it hard to read those, you know, size 6 font labels on the sides of the packages
exactly.
as well.
And we keep making it more complicated, and
yeah.
we make more things on the front of the box to confuse you so you don't know what you should get.
So what about how could family caregivers help an older adult?
Well, the first thing is, we talked a little bit about the food desert, is really connecting with the seniors. So one, you know, I always encourage folks, you know, if the senior needs help going to the grocery store, help get them to the grocery store. You know, the other thing that you can do is kind of keep an eye on what's happening in the household. So one example is you can create a log for the front of the refrigerator with all the foods inside.
All right.
Now, it's a twofold benefit to this. One is, as the caregiver, you can see what's in there, and also when you come back, what has been eaten. For the senior, it's a great reminder about all the different foods that are available to them that they may or may not be able to see in the refrigerator and freezer at one time.
Okay.
But we used to use that with my grandfather because we noticed that foods were not being eaten. And mm-hmm. so the other thing is, you can check expiration dates. But sometimes, you know, as adults, caregivers, we're very busy and we may forget, oh, I don't know if that was in there last week
yeah.
or whatever. And it's just a great way. But I've heard people really like that as an option.
That sounds like a good idea.
So
even for me to keep track of what's in my home.
You never can see everything.
It's no. You see with the green mold, you know it's past the date.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about if an older adult can get around but they're not sure to go? How do they figure out?
Well, if they can get around, one of the things that I encourage all seniors to do is try to hook into their senior center.
Okay.
There's a congregate meal program, so there's hot food, but it's more than that. During my time when I was an intern, I spent a lot of time in the senior centers, and I was just so, when I first started, I was so amazed at how social and exciting it was. It almost brought me back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. They had dances and games and trips, and it was really great. And I think for a lot of folks as they age, you know, I mean, we spend most of our life being very social beings. We
right.
talk to people, you know, we text, we, you know, call people on the phone. And for some reason, there's this idea that as you get older, you don't want to be social.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think seniors just need a little bit of help and, you know, encouragement, because, you know, they may be feeling, you know, sad because they lost a partner, guilty, or maybe just need a ride to get to the senior center. So I remember when my grandfather moved out and we needed to get him involved, that was the best thing that he did. He went from being depressed mm-hmm. to really being engaged, and he would go on trips and he'd come back. He even met a girlfriend. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was great for us because
yeah.
he was engaged and he was, you know, happy.
Right.
And then also, of course, there's the food. And that's really important, because if they don't cook, this is an option for them to get a hot meal and spend time with people.
And what about Meals on Wheels. Is that a good option?
That's actually a great option. So for folks that are homebound and they don't have family who can come.
What does homebound mean? Is it really literally?
They're homebound. They can't get out. I mean, some of them are to the point where they're just, you know, wheeling themselves around in their home.
Okay.
They're not nursing home ready because they're still able to take care of themselves at some level. But so basically, the Meals on Wheels is great. They serve about a 500,000 meals a day to seniors.
Wow. And is that throughout the country?
Throughout the country.
Wow.
And so, and the thing that's even greater is the food is really healthy. So it's based on USDA standards.
Okay.
It's created by dietitians.
Okay.
And the last thing that's awesome is the people who bring the food, the volunteers, are so nice. I mean, I've heard stories about how they check in and, you know, oh, so-and-so's not been, you know, feeling well. And they have been a link for those folks as well.
Wow.
So they become like a friend.
Almost like a first responder.
Yeah. And so it's a great program. A lot of people, you know, don't access it, but you know, it's something that's very available to folks, especially if they can't get out.
So what could a registered dietitian do for an older adult? Are you often accessed to help older adults?
Or? Well, we at Piedmont Health Services provide medical nutrition therapy services, and that is something that is available to the older adults. We generally have a lot of folks that come in that are diabetic and who have chronic medical conditions, and the dietitians are trained to help them, you know, help manage, work with them on their diet, give them tips, make referrals to programs that may help benefit them. Maybe they need food assistance or something else. But it does happen often.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we don't have seniors that come in more on the weight management issues. It's more generally that they have chronic medical conditions and need assistance. Sometimes it's that they're losing weight. And
yeah, I would think that would be a big one.
The providers are concerned, you know, why is she losing weight?
Medically, they're clear what's going on. Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of folks like want to use like liquid nutrition, and we want to kind of, you know, look at all aspects of the nutrition because that is an option, but oftentimes these folks want to eat. And we just have to help figure it out. So definitely.
Okay, well, we are going to take a quick break. I am here today with Heather Miranda, registered dietitian, talking about nutrition and the older adult on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Heather Miranda talking about nutrition and the older adult on 1360 WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. So what else would you like to share in the remaining few minutes that we have?
Well, there are some tips that seniors can and caregivers can follow to help, you know, improve the outcome for seniors.
Oh, please share.
So the first thing is when it comes to eating, having a comfortable place, like I mentioned, decorating it, having a placemat and napkin, making the area that the senior eats in really pleasant.
Okay.
Just making it happy. Like going on a picnic, taking the senior out on a picnic, or just eating outside.
Okay.
You know, especially, you know, during the springtime when the weather's nice, the fresh air, the birds, it's always nice. One thing also for the caregiver is helping the senior hook up with neighbors and friends. Some folks live in a subdivision or an apartment where it's easier to do, but some folks kind of live out in the country and may not know their neighbors. You know, help to connect them, you know, get them to, you know, go and meet people and visit is an option. Another thing is joining clubs.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that I'd found when I was researching is that a lot of seniors don't do any physical activity. And this is really, you know, an important thing. But it's also a great social environment. You know, senior aerobics, senior water aerobics, gardening, things that get you out but also get you around other people. And then those can be great opportunities for lunch dates or dinner dates or potlucks. That's a great opportunity. Going to that senior center, I can't say enough how important it is to get into the senior center and find out what's going on in the community. Another thing is churches. If you go to a church, oftentimes there's a meal partner program. Folks can take advantage of that. You know, it's another option. Also, your friends at church are an option in just you know, having a weekly dinner. One family I knew, the woman didn't cook at all. She was by herself. But one of the ladies in the neighborhood was a really good cook. And so she would cook up a giant pot of stew.
Oh, nice.
And make portions for several of the other residents. And they'd all chip in money to pay for
right.
it. But it would give them the opportunity to have a healthy meal. And then they would get together and share.
Well, that's a great idea.
It was really nice. The other thing is inviting friends over. And so sometimes I think the caregiver might need to take the lead initially just to get that started. Having a little get-together, and the caregiver kind of helps to work with that. Because sometimes the senior is just not sure. And, you know, it is scary. You know,
sure.
You lose your partner, you lose the person you're close to, and you're not really sure what to do. And so I think that's where I go to the point of families and friends are so important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a senior in your life, you know, just checking in with them, how are you doing, you know, asking them questions, you know, making sure that they feel connected with and asking how you could help them.
In the remaining few seconds that we have, do you have some resources to share?
There are some great websites. There are books, but I tend to go to websites because things get updated more quickly.
Sure.
So Meals on Wheels has a website, and it's www.mowaa.org, and that's how you can find out about how to get hooked up with Meals on Wheels.
In this area, okay.
In this area. A program I didn't mention, which I think is great, is through the Senior Center, is the Senior Farmers Market Program.
Oh, neat.
And you can go and get Farmers Market vouchers at the Senior Center and use those at the local farmers market. And
great.
It's available through the Senior Center. And the other one is there's a website called Senior Living, and it's seniorliving.org. But it had a lot of really helpful tips. You know, you have to get good information.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that, you know, you're not getting information that could potentially be harmful. And they had a lot of good information. And the last one is Mayo Clinic. And so I really like the information. They have a lot of good information about senior health. And it's mayoclinic.com, www.mayoclinic.com. Really good resources.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining Heather and I today as we discuss nutrition and the older adult on 1360 WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving questions to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL. 1360 WCHL wants to connect with you online for updates on our lifestyle programs, awesome giveaways, contests, trivia, community photos, breaking news, and more. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Chapelboro and become our fan on Facebook, and always connect with us online at chapelboro.com.